Regina police are searching for a former street gang member who, just a week after being released from prison on statutory release, is now unlawfully at large. Keegan Bird, 29, was granted statutory release from a medium-security federal prison on April 3. While statutory release is mandatory by law, the Parole Board of Canada has authority to impose special conditions on an offender's release. Bird was serving a sentence of 9 years, 10 months, and 13 days for a string of violence and firearms-related offenses. His criminal activity dates back to July 2014, when he stabbed a person in the leg during a vehicle break-in. Between October and November 2014, Bird, often under the influence of drugs and alcohol, committed multiple robberies, primarily at convenience stores and gas stations. He was disguised and was armed with replica firearms, bear spray, knives, and CO2 guns. He stole cash, confectionery items, cigarettes, lottery tickets, and liquor. Victims in robberies were subjected to threats, physical aggression, and bear spray. Bird continued to display violent behavior while incarcerated. In August 2016, he participated in the assault of another inmate and barricaded himself in a unit, causing over $4,420 in property damage. He received additional sentences for assault and mischief related to this incident. According to parole documents, while in prison, Bird was involved in more than 45 incidents, had disciplinary problems, displayed disruptive behaviors, was in possession of contraband, committed an assault, was involved in self-inflicted injuries, and was suspected of an overdose. Bird has a history of going unlawfully at large and has serious and persistent mental health issues. He spent time at the regional psychiatric center while incarcerated. His parole conditions require him to follow psychiatric treatment and take prescribed medication. His release conditions include strict supervision, prohibitions on drug and alcohol use, restrictions on associating with known criminals or gang affiliates, and mandatory psychiatric treatment. The parole board emphasized the need to monitor Bird closely, designating him an intensive supervision case, requiring at least 4 face-to-face meetings with his parole supervisor each month. Parole documents reveal that Bird's upbringing was marked by instability, including family fragmentation and early substance use. He dropped out of school by age 16 and has no history of stable employment. He has previously associated with gang members but claimed to have left that lifestyle in 2017. Bird is about 6 feet tall and approximately 172 pounds. He has short black hair and brown eyes. Noticeable markings include tattoos on his neck. If you have information regarding the whereabouts of Bird, please contact Regina Police Service 306-777-6500 or submit your tip to Regina Crime Stoppers at 1-800-222-TIPS, 8477, online at reginacrimestoppers.ca. Crime Stoppers will pay up to $2,000 for information on this or any other serious crime in Regina. Calls are not traced or recorded and callers do not have to identify themselves. Sparks@sasktoday.ca.